there's an interesting tension. Maybe it's just a fact. So sometimes people say, oh, Buddhism, yeah, well, that's just looking after your own states. Well, why are you sitting there in that shrine room? Why aren't you running a soup kitchen? But the fact is that in order to run soup kitchens, you have to be in decent mental states. And I think it's better that I am clear about what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And then I can communicate it, and then I can go out. And it's true that, you know, this one 4-day retreat is for, you know, 29 women is limited. It's a drop in the ocean. But then all of you are women who are, you know, you're all connected. So if we can manage to spread that sense of connection, and if we can manage to believe that what we do makes a difference, what we think makes a difference. I mean, that's the real challenge about Buddhism, I think, is that it says, what do you think? Are you living with reality, or are you living against it? Are you going to move towards other people? Or are you going to think, it's a bit hard, and I can't quite be bothered, and I've got a headache. I'm moving away from you all. Bog off. So but it's a challenge in a very small, personal way, sitting in that shrine room thinking, come back to the breath. Try again, persist, be patient. But those little small changes can make me act in a different way. And if I act in a different way, somebody else might act in a different way. I'm telling you what you know. But that's really my practice of the Metta Bhavana. That's me learning it. And there's lots more I could say about the Buddhist vision and about freedom, about liberation, and we will probably cover it. If not in these few days, then, you know, in the future. But that's just what I want to say at the moment, that we're looking at what metta is. That on a basic level it can just be acceptance that you find things difficult and having sympathy for that. And why do it? We're doing it to try and live with how things are, not against things. And that's the Buddhist vision, that is the Buddha's vision, that everything is just a flow, a constant flow. Things come together, things fall apart. Because of that flow, nothing is independent, nothing is truly separate. It kind of looks like it, but from a perspective of enlightenment, which I'm indicating non-helpfully for a verbal record, is somewhere behind me. We can see the connections. And also to look at the implications in the world. Look at the implications in your world, in your mind, and then extend them outwards. So thank you very much. I suggest we have...